a Republican. I'm tired of doing what I should. Want to do what I can. Grab as much as I can. Keep it all for me. Cause life is a party, and the grand old party is a party where I want to be.
Lower taxes are God's plan. Global warming helps my tan. Give a gun to every man to protect us from the Aryans. When you know you're better than all those non-Americans, there's no need to join the Klan. Just become Republican.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to Mark Levine's Inside Scoop on Washington, bringing you all the news from the nation's capital the government does not want you to know. And that special music that you heard opening the show after The Spirit of Man, the typical theme song of this show, was from the Kinsey Six. It is called I Want to Be a Republican. And the Kinsey Six is an a cappella group, four men singing without instrumentations, but with women's clothing. But these four men, they don women's clothing, not like J. Edgar Hoover for the bad. They do it for the good. They do it to make a political statement and also to have a lot of fun. And, of course, as you know, this week is the Republican National Convention, and I will be doing my duty, as it were, to watch the convention so you don't have to. I will be watching the convention, listening to all the bombastic speeches, playing the highlights or the lowlights for them. Of them for you on air, responding to them, debating them, and it'll probably get me very uptight. So I thought that the best way, before getting all upset at hearing the lies out of New York City, was to relax with a little bit of good humor from this a cappella group. And I want to introduce you to them because, really, I think they do some very good work. Now, I should tell you, just at the outset, they do a lot more than political humor. In fact, most of their humor is it's gay. They are gay. It's to the gay community. It's also sexual. And so I should warn you in advance that if you do get their CD, if you're easily offended, you might not want to buy this one. But their political humor, if you will, is quite clean, or at least the language that they use is clean enough for radio, and it's actually quite funny. And so I thought, as a departure from hard-hitted political analysis, we would bring on the Kinsey Six. So I want to introduce to you Erwin Keller, otherwise known as Winnie, and Jeff Manabat, otherwise known as Trixie.
Hello!
Is this Winnie or Trixie?
This is Trixie saying good afternoon, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
Well, Trixie, you have a mighty sexy voice.
Oh, thank you very much.
And then where's Winnie?
Winnie's right here, too. And, you know, I'm sorry. I hate to correct you, but, you know, precision comes before protocol, both substantively and alphabetically.
I agree.
Yeah,
I
you see,
guess
if you are easily offended, no, you should not buy our CDs. However, if you have relatives that are easily offended, you should buy them as gifts.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that.
Yes.
That's true. And then you can offend the relatives that you don't like. That's
and not have to bother doing it in person.
That's true, because that can get, you know, very messy and all those things. Well, I want to play some of your music, and then I want to ask you, Trixie and Winnie, why you've chosen to be Republicans, which might be a shocker for your ordinary drag queens. And I also want to invite our listeners to call in as well. If you have a question for Trixie or Winnie, or if you have a serious question for Erwin Keller or Jim Manabat, I understand they're all four on the phone with us, about, you know, the limits of political humor, the trouble the Dixie Chicks got into. You can ask serious questions here, or you can just ask Trixie and Winnie why they want to be Republicans. All you have to do is dial in toll-free 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP, or you can do, as many of you have already done, comment on the BLCOM, comment away, and I'll be reading some of your questions on air. But
good. So you'll be playing the music, and I'll meanwhile be stewing about that ordinary drag queen comment.
Oh, excuse me. Are you an extraordinary drag queen?
Ah, thank you. So sweet.
Excuse me. These extraordinary drag queens. First, I'm going to play the title song of your album, and then we'll discuss it. All right, ladies?
All right.
All right. Hang on. Here we go.
I wanna be a Republican. I'm tired of doing what I should.
Wanna do what I can. Grab as much as I can. Keep it all for me. Cause life is a party, and the grand old party is a party where I wanna be. Lower taxes are God's plan. Global warming helps my tan. Give a gun to every man to protect us from the Aryans. When you know you're better than all those non-Americans. There's no need to join the Klan. Just become Republican. I wanna be in the GOP. I'm tired of thinking about you when it's all about me, 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 me. With values strong, they fight me up, see. Now I found a place where I am embraced to be selfish and mean. Like things as they used to be. Miss the old Confederacy. Government should let us be. But not your body. Tired of diversity. Defund universities. Set the corporations free. Come and join the GOP. I wanna be a Republican. I wanna be a Republican.
Well, you heard it. Whoa, don't want to go on to the next song. That is, of course, the Kinsey Six singing Why They Want to Be a Republican. And I guess I want to ask you about why you want to be a Republican. Now, it seems to me that what you were saying in that song is straight from the GOP party platform. So let's ask...
Actually, that is just the party platform set to music. We just made it rhyme.
I see. Kind of like those that they used to do on Saturday mornings, the Constitution. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you. You say that lower taxes are God's plan. Maybe you can explain that to us.
The truth is that, God, as embodied in our president, George W. Bush.
Wait, he says that he represents God.
He does, yes. If he is not himself an avatar of the Godhead.
I see.
Now, he has done so much about social inequity. It just inspires me. I mean, we all knew going into the last election that the poor are overpaid.
Yes.
And he has done so much to remedy that situation.
That's why they call them poor, in fact.
That's right. I mean, we were getting to the point where we would have to call them, you know, meagerly surviving. And it just was too much to say. So he has done a lot to keep them poor, and that's been very important for my comfort level, at least. I don't know about you, Trixie. But I do think that that is part of God's plan, and that George W. Bush is carrying out that important work.
Now, it seems to me that, as you say in your song, you know, you're tired of politics being all about you when it's all about me, 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 me. And I don't know, to me that could just be a total Republican theme song. Have you had trouble, as you say in your song, being with people who don't like those who are selfish and mean? I mean, are people really against the selfish and mean in the society?
Well, I've never really noticed anyone else.
Ah, well, of course. That explains it then. Let me ask you. You want
And if I notice them, then screw them.
Exactly, because they're not you.
That's right.
Another question I think that really, it's the classic Republican question that I think we've never understood of all the difficult questions of the Republican Party. Please explain to me why Republican ladies have such big hair. I've never understood that.
It has to do with, we're often in environments with a lot of hot air. I don't know if you remember from the 1970s with the blow dryers.
Yeah.
It has a very similar effect.
I see. And so the hot air makes your hair go big. All right.
It does. It's true.
I understand. Okay, well, I have more Republican questions for you. And, of course, I want to give my listeners a chance to call in. The number is 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP. We're talking with Trixie and Winnie, who are a cappella drag singers of the group Kinsey Six, singing about why they want to be Republicans. And I'm asking them the serious questions you need to ask about the Republican platform.
You must understand also that we have the zeal of the proselyte in us. We have not always been Republicans. We are all fairly recent converts to the Republican Party.
I see. What led to your conversion?
It was different for all of us.
Yes,
for Trampolina, who's not on the phone
situation.
With us.
I was in Iraq recently servicing our troops.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that they sent drag queens to Iraq.
Oh, yes, they do. I was doing my One Woman U.S. Ho show.
Okay.
They're very, very popular over there.
I'm sure.
And while I was there, I met an ever-so-sweet gentleman from Halliburton, on whom I was kind enough to dine. And when he... When I graciously offered not to share the secret video footage with his wife,
yes.
He helped me invest in some lucrative properties drilling for oil.
I see. So it is all about you.
Yeah, of course. The entrepreneurial activities are just out there. Well, I just love it.
Maybe you can explain, because, you know, I'm not, and I want to get some of the cashy Bush Halliburton pie.
Well, with a spirit of free enterprise, you know, you can earn so much more just lying on your back.
I see. Does that have anything to do with Dick Cheney's undisclosed location?
Oh, I'm
just wondering because
sure
you know.
All
right, okay. I mean, I don't want to pry.
Darling.
No, I understand. National security. Okay. I do think though that you had actually a very early song that I want to play for our listeners because I still think it's appropriate for today, and it explains really how George Bush got his start. And I don't know how you have such insight into the psychology of the man who's currently our president, but I'd like to play that.
Well, we used to be his speechwriters. Didn't you know that?
Oh, that makes sense.
And
that...
so I believe what you're going to play, are you playing W?
That's what I'm doing. I'm playing W.
Yes, that was his campaign.
Playing that a little bit later. Let me go ahead and play W so our listeners can hear George Bush as he's most like to be known, as W. Hang on.
I had my youthful indiscretions.
Shoop wahoo.
But Daddy gave me a push.
Shoop wahoo.
It's good to have connections.
Shoop wahoo.
One, two, three.
Daddy, ooh.
I remember way, way back.
Back.
When I was a teen, I'd say, Daddy, can I borrow your Cadillac?
Lack.
Now I got a lust for power and for grubbing it. So, Daddy, you loaned me your donors and your cabinet. Daddy, you picked a vice president. I chose to
run.
With a voting record to the right of Attila the Hun.
Hun.
Pro-life, pro-big oil, and pro faintly broken.
And everyone's forgotten that his daughter is a
lesbian. Just smile to the left and march to the right. Showcase folks of color so we don't look all white. Keep the major donors out of sight. Just
give 1,000 points of GOP light.
GOP light. Tastes great. Less chilling.
They call me irresponsible
and spoiled
because I used to be shy. But Daddy made me governor and now I am no longer GOP shy. Don't ask why I'm president. Everybody can see why. When Daddy lost to Clinton Gore, we had to have a family retreat. Like booze and drugs and baseball teams, elections are something that we buy.
Like booze and sex and baseball teams, elections are something that we buy.
Like booze and drugs and baseball teams.
Booze and drags and baseball teams. Booze and drugs. Oh, excuse me. Booze and drugs and I didn't think they bought drags. All right. Booze and drugs and baseball teams. All right. Again, that may have to do with Dick Cheney's undisclosed location. I don't know. We won't comment on that. So how did W come to you to ask you to write this speech?
Well, we're very close. You know, we have been, some of us have been involved in the Republican Party for quite a number of years. I became a Republican over 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And what made you a Republican 20 years ago?
Well, it's embarrassing to talk about on the radio, but I accidentally found myself with child. I was pregnant.
I mean,
you might wonder how that could happen with a lesbian, how I would accidentally find myself with child.
Maybe you worked for Strom Thurmond?
I'm sorry?
Did you work for Strom Thurmond? Because that can happen, apparently.
That would have been another way.
Okay.
In this particular instance, it was a little mishap with a turkey baster. I won't go into the details.
I see. And that made you a Republican.
You see, I gave birth to two beautiful little baby girls, very sweet, Barbara and Jenna. I had to put them up for adoption.
I see.
Got adopted by some couple in Texas.
Yeah.
Never heard from them again.
Did they have alcohol problems? Because you know you should look into
that. No, I heard
that.
Their father was a bit of a boozer.
Okay. Because you always should look into that when you give away children.
You know, I really need to do the research and find them again.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is that it was a difficult decision to give those children up for adoption.
Sure.
But it was the right decision for me, which of course makes it ultimately the right choice for everyone. And that's why I made the decision to join the party that works so hard to make abortion unsafe and illegal.
I see. The idea is that if you want to have children, every woman should be forced to have children.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, isn't that what we're for?
Exactly. Now, how else do you help instruct, you as Republicans, helped instruct the rest of us in morality? How do you help teach America right from wrong?
Well, you're asking as Republicans or as the Kinsey Six, because we, the Kinsey Six, are actually touring around the country right now teaching these very important moral lessons.
These family values, so to speak.
Oh, yes. The values that belong to the Kinsey Six family.
I see.
You know, as a matter
can we discuss those on air?
People ask me, as a lesbian, they ask me how it is that I feel comfortable being part of the Republican Party.
Exactly. I would think that apart from Mary Cheney, not too many of them are.
Yeah, well, you know, Mary and I aren't on speaking terms anymore. But
yeah, well,
that's also another story that I won't go into.
Okay.
You know, truly, people say, how can you be part of a party that shuns you, that keeps you out, that doesn't want to accept you for who you are? And I say, it's really important to be part of a political party that feels like family. And that's what my family feels like.
Your family feels like Republicans?
My family, just, you know, I feel like it's important to feel the way you do in your family. And in my family, I feel a little bit shut out.
I see.
And so I found a place out in the world where I can feel just as comfortable as where I grew up.
That makes sense. I guess if you have a dysfunctional family, the Republican Party is your home.
Oh, yes. I recommend it for all of you.
Okay. We got to take a commercial break. And I also want to give out the number again. For anyone who wants to call in, you can ask Trixie or Winnie, whatever you like. Or you can also ask the people behind them, Irwin Keller and Jim Montabat. The people, never mind. I'm not going to go there. You can ask them whatever you like. And we'll be back after this commercial break with more of the Kinsey Six giving us their special insight.
I did the votes in a web of deception. The GOP stole the election.
See if this sounds familiar. A sour and rabidly partisan Vietnam vet named John O'Neill is plucked from obscurity by the Republican White House to be used as an attack dog against John Kerry. O'Neill creates a hokey citizens group as a political front for no other purpose than to pound Kerry about his war service. But the assault I'm describing is not this year's effort by O'Neill to ambush Kerry with a dummy operation he has labeled Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Rather, I'm talking about O'Neill's first tour other than Richard Nixon's. Yeah, alone Kerry, way back in 1971. Kerry then was the just-returned war hero who was so eloquently speaking out and helping turn public opinion against Nixon's expanding war. So Tricky Dick decided to try killing the messenger through a nasty personal attack on Kerry. Of course, a president can't be seen doing such dirty work himself, so Nixon's top political hatchet man, the infamous Chuck Colson, recruited O'Neill specifically to make the hit on Kerry. Back then, O'Neill called his front group Vietnam Veterans. But it was the exact same kind of negative scam he's fronting today. This is Jim Hightower saying, it's unclear whether George W. has personally met with O'Neill to urge him on, as Nixon did in 1971, but it's clear that the Bush political operation and funding network is behind O'Neill's smear campaign. Not only is the truth of this coming out, but so is the hilarious knee-slapping irony of watching George trying to shuck and jive around the smear. Since Bush can't even produce proof that he showed up for his National Guard duty in Mississippi, he shouldn't be trying to spit on the five medals that Kerry earned in combat.
What if I told you that you could get cash back from your federal student loans? No, really. You can receive up to $1,000 cash rebate just for making your first six payments on time. Introducing College Loan Corporation's Reward. Now you can save up to 50% on your monthly payments, lock in the lowest interest rates in history, and you may be able to earn a significant rebate. That's cold hard cash in your pocket. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. That's 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
It's a wild day here at the stock market. Let's talk to some traders. How you doing?
I'm taking a shelling, but I'm still gelling.
Okay, and how about you?
I'm gelling and selling. Gelling and selling.
My trades are smelling.
Mine too, but who cares?
We're gelling.
Are you gelling yet? Dr. Scholl's Massage and Gel insoles are made from the softest gel ever created. If you and your feet don't feel outrageously comfortable, you get your money back. Guaranteed. Are you gelling? Dr. Scholl's.
I wanna be a Republican. I'm tired of doing what I should. Wanna do what I can. Grab as much as I can. Keep it all for me. The party and the grand old party is a party where I wanna be.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. We have a special guest today. They are members of the a cappella drag group, Kinsey Six, and they are singing from their title album, I Wanna Be a Republican. And actually, I'd like, if I could, to take Winnie and Trixie out of the room for a moment and speak to Irwin and Jeff. Can I get them on the line?
Sure, let me go put them under their hair dryers. One second.
Okay.
Okay, they're in their soundproof booth. So.
Fair enough.
Hi, this is Jeff.
Here's my question for Irwin and Jeff. I'm wondering if there are difficulties in really making political humor. The Dixie Chicks got in a lot of trouble, you know, attacking George Bush. Have you found that people, some of them, really don't enjoy your sort of humor?
Well, you know, we're a drag cappella group. That is our genre.
Right.
We're the only examples of that genre, thankfully.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Our audience, there's a certain self-selection in our audience. We ponder this question. We have a pretty broad audience. It's both gay and straight. It's men and women. And we wonder, you know, with a show like we're doing right now, the I Want to Be a Republican show, are we changing minds? And I think that in general, people that come to see us are pretty progressive. Not always, but pretty progressive. But I think that what we do is sort of an important job of rabble-rousing.
Uh-huh.
I think that there's a lot to be said, and there's so much artistic activity, creative activity, going on right now during this election campaign like I haven't seen during any election season ever.
Tell me about some of that. What kind of artistic activity are you
seeing? I'm seeing shows all over the place, people putting together cabarets, people writing music. I've seen a lot of people writing specific music about how they feel as Americans, as queer Americans, as progressive Americans living in this country right now, living with this war going on, with this administration. There are people putting together dance performances. And then in the sort of the more, you know, national scene, you know, there are all of these rock stars that are now going around and campaign and doing this sort of fundraising, get out the vote concerts.
Well, let me ask you what may be a tough question. I don't mean to pick on you at all, but you know, some of us, and I've heard people say, you know, that really the artists, some of the artists, and some are very good, but some of them, they say, well, maybe they shouldn't be the ones talking politics because, well, they don't really know what they're talking about. Is that a fair criticism, or you think not?
Oh, it's so not a sense of this administration, of this country, more than I do what a politician says.
Yeah, well, it's probably more truthful.
That a politician has no right to say things, you know, and politicians are, you know, have a very specific kind of tunnel vision. And yet we don't say, well, they don't understand what it's like. Artists have this responsibility. It's not just an ability. It's a responsibility, I think, to speak out.
Let me give out the numbers again. It's toll-free 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP. I've already got the gloom that has fell across the land due to the RNC.
Oof.
Well, Rick, we'll be back to the gloom tomorrow through Friday. Don't worry, you'll have more than enough gloom.
All the time.
You'll have more than enough gloom to satisfy all your gloom wishes. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I very much wanted the Kinsey Six on, to take away from that gloom. And before I put Winnie and Trixie back on, it's just another question. I mean, in terms of rousing up the troops, they said, in fact, that Dean did some of that. Maybe I should ask Winnie and Trixie about Dean's little scream. But when the troops are aroused, what does that do? It, I mean, just as a matter of brass tacks, it gets more people voting, committed, giving money, going to phone lines. I mean, do you think you're doing that with your music?
Yes, yes, yes. All those things. I can only hope to do all those things.
Well, the other thing I noticed is that you do have some political things that aren't all about W. One of your songs is Locked Out of the Chapel of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could tell me a little bit of the song and why you wrote it.
Well, that was a song a couple of years ago before there was any place in the United States where it was legal. And it's a song of frustration. It's a song that Winnie sings about her her efforts to marry her girlfriend, sort of going from state to state and not being able to find anyone that will take them in and marry them.
Well, you know, I do think that it's not only just funny, but it really brings it brings a good effort. It brings a good message out there. And what's most W is how it's so clear that there's a quid pro quo in this administration where, you know, you scratch W's back and he scratches yours. Before I bring Winnie and Trixie back to introduce the song How W's Good to You, maybe you can tell me, as Irwin and Jeff, why you wrote that song.
That's a good question. Again, we were one of the things that we've appreciated as the Kinsey Six is that we've had a bit of a forum. Although, you know, many of your listeners might not have heard of us before. We definitely, you know, we have a following across the country, and we travel a lot and we get on lots of stages. We get on a lot of stages also at colleges and universities where there are young voters who are first making up their minds. And this was a year where we felt like we had really quite a responsibility to use our stage for something that we thought was really important and not just for the usual fun and delight of seeing our show.
Okay, well, why don't I ask you to get back into costume, Winnie and Trixie, bring them back while I play for our audience W's Good to You for you?
It's called When You're Good to W.
Excuse me, When You're Good to W. All right, it's really a great song. Here is When You're Good to W.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cheater of the chads, the Robin Hood for the rich, the devotee of death row, George W. Bush.
Wow, 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 wow.
Good to you.
Want a special tax break for the special few. Think of it as karma. Help me, I'll help you.
Now campaign funding's tit for tat, but tit's an expletive, and tat's too big a word for me, but please be sure to give.
After 9/11, folks are in a stew. When you work the trauma,
drama away.
The public loves the drama.
They love me too.
The folks atop the ladder are the ones that I work for. So I will boost their incomes up, and they will boost up George.
The economy is struggling. Now what would Daddy do? If you can't find Osama,
find someone else to screw.
War helps my poll numbers. Friends get contracts too.
When you fight.
it's Sodomia. Sodom is good for ya.
That is when you good to W.
When you're good to W.
W is good to you. Now, is this Winnie or Trixie here?
We're both here.
Oh, you're both there. Well, let me ask you, which of you has W been good to? Both of you?
He's been very, very good to me, darling.
Yes, and this is Trixie.
Yes, this is Trixie speaking.
Tell me, how has W been good to you, Trixie?
Oh, my goodness.
Keep in mind national security, Trixie.
That's right. I cannot disclose that kind of information, but let's just say he's been very, very good.
I see. Now, I mean, are you a multi-billionaire corporation? I mean, I didn't think he helped anybody else.
Multi-billionaire couple. I've been married to several multi-billionaires.
Ah, I see. So maybe you like his estate taxes, getting rid of those.
Yes, let's get rid of those, shall we?
Have you been marrying a number of 85-year-old billionaires lately? I mean, are you an Anna Nicole Smith?
How did you know that?
Well, I figured if W's been good to you, that would be one way he's been good to you.
Yes, I've been married to several 85-year-old billionaires.
I see. And
the truth is that Trixie is currently trying to edge Barbara Bush out.
I see.
Don't tell them.
Wow. You know, she can be a really tough lady, Trixie. I'd watch it, you know.
She is very tough, but she's also a lot of fun.
I see. Winnie, how has W been good to you?
Oh, how has W been good to me? Well, one thing that he's done is, besides giving us all of this work as his songwriters,
true,
is that he has bought so many copies of our CD.
Really?
Yes. You want to know how he did it?
I would like to know that.
Why, he went to www.kinsey6.com.
I see.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did I say www.kinsey6.com?
I believe you said www.kinseysicks.com.
Oh, that's what I meant, yes.
Okay.
Oh, you don't mean www.kinsey6.com, do you?
Have you been accused of shameless self-promotion?
Oh, honey, this is the Republican Party. Shameless self-promotion is what it's all about.
That's very true. Now, we're coming to an election, of course, in 2004. Who do the Republicans believe should count our votes? Because I'm confused. You know, we Democrats think the people should decide, but I think Republicans have a different idea.
Well, I know. I know you're talking about that we should, instead of having activist judges who force gay marriage on the public, they should stick with their traditional role of fixing presidential elections.
Exactly.
But I don't actually agree with that. I think it's important to incorporate new technologies, and that's why I am actually such a fan and a major stockholder of Diebold Election Systems, purveyors of fine voting machine manufacturing and products.
It's interesting because there are a large number of Republican shareholders of Diebold, of the main election counting machinery. I'm sure that's mere coincidence.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that all of the Republicans that give to Diebold diversify their portfolios. I'm sure they give to Ralph Nader as well.
Well, that's true, and in fact, we've talked about it on the show. I want to get some of my callers in on this to see what questions they have for you. And callers, remember, you can ask questions of Winnie, Trixie, Irwin, or Jim. All four of them are on the line. And just have to dial 877. Here with all of us. What's your first name? Where are you from?
This is Foxy from Michigan.
Foxy from Michigan.
Hi, Foxy.
Howdy doody.
What's your question for Winnie or Trixie?
Well, I just wonder if they have any ideas for some, perhaps an a cappella off-Broadway musical.
I don't know. Are you hiring Foxy?
We have one. Who is this?
Are you hiring Foxy? Foxy.
Oh, Foxy.
Oh, do you need a percussionist?
Oh, I don't know. Are you offering your services?
The truth is that the Kinsey Six did have an off-Broadway musical in New York City called Dragapella, starring the Kinsey Six. We ran it Studio 54 in the year 2001. We actually opened right after 9/11, which did not help us.
I'm sure.
To have a long, successful run in New York, but we did have the runs in New York, yes. And
okay.
And so, Foxy, are you a Kinsey?
Well, I was wondering if perhaps you might like to be interested in an Iraqi version of Miss Saigon.
Oh, that's
or something called Waiting for Osama.
Ooh, Waiting for Osama. That would work.
Or possibly even Dinner with W.
Ooh, that would be the man who came to dinner.
Well, these
and
are,
stayed for hopefully not 8 years.
These are very interesting ideas. In fact, Foxy, throughout this week, to give us a little bit of break from Republican bombast, not today we're devoting the entire day to music, but I will be playing a song each day from various demonstrators. They're not all funny, but we are going to bring some music to things dealing with us. In fact, we have a song from Osama, actually himself, is going to be singing a little bit later in the week.
He has a lovely voice, I hear.
It's basically
years of classical training.
It's a country song. It's his song to his mother about, you know, he can't figure out the Bushes, why they haven't come for him already. But we'll be playing that later in the week.
I've been looking forward to that. What day will Osama be on?
I think Osama is on Wednesday.
And these CDs are available where?
Well, let me sell the Kinsey 6 today, and I'll tell you about the other CD on another day. Kinsey 6, why don't you tell once more how they can buy your CDs?
People can go to www.kinsey6.com. And I will
spell that
give
again.
This little piece of information against my own financial interest, and that is to say that if people are interested in downloading the song When You're Good to W is Good to You, it is downloadable from our website.
And actually, frankly, I'm giving away stuff too, but my archive is, you can always play my archive from my website, and we have that song. I should mention that Kinsey Six's music is not all political. And in fact, not even mostly political. Most of it is kind of sexual, actually.
But is
actually really, really funny. And if you don't mind, I know I do a very... First of all, I want to thank you, Foxy, for your call. Anything else?
I play the bongos and the harmonica.
Okay, I think Foxy wants to join the group. Thanks very much for your call.
I love men with big bongos.
We won't go there either. In any case, I do want to play one non-political song. I know my show is 99% political, but I have to say, when I heard your song about Cher, First of all,
Cher is actually now a big big GOP donor as well. Did you know that?
She gave birth to Chastity. How is that a GOP donor? I'm confused.
Well, what happened is that she has changed her allegiance since George Bush passed a new tax cut for he passed a specific tax cut for ex-wives of no talent singers who became Republican congressmen and who died in idiotic skiing accidents.
You know what? I think I worked on that bill. I remember the tax cut for no...
Very successful.
That's right.
And now she's very active in Parents of Lesbian and Gay Republicans, along with Vice President Cheney.
Really?
Yeah.
I do remember the tax cut for no talent Republican congressmen who die in idiotic ski accidents, because that was the title of one of the pork bills that I worked on. So
I
do remember
that. Pork Barrel is our middle name. Kinsey Pork Barrel 6.
Kinsey Pork Barrel 6. Well, that's, again, how W is good, too. We have to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, I'm going to play a non-political song, but actually my favorite of all I've heard of the Kinsey Six. A little send-off of Cher that I have to say is not only hilarious, but the execution is flawless.
And when you come back, we're going to tell you that we're going to be in the D.C. area, and we're going to give you the details.
And we'll get those details as well when we come back right after these messages.
I wanna be
a Republican. I'm tired of doing what I should. Wanna do what I can. Grab as much as I can. Keep it all for me.
In a moment of theological reflection, Woody Allen once declared, "I believe there is something out there watching us. Unfortunately, it's the government." Woody's little joke has become today's chilling reality as the Bush-Ashcroft regime has imposed measure after measure of new autocratic police power to keep watch over we the people. All of this has been done under the guise of fighting terrorists, but the government's focus increasingly is shifting from them to us. The latest example is the FBI's heavy-handed push to harass, intimidate, and suppress ordinary citizens who seek to protest governmental or corporate policies. Prior to the national conventions of both the Republican and Democratic parties, the so-called Justice Department dispatched federal agents to at least 6 states to trail and grill potential protesters. As one young protester put it, the government agents were trying to, quote, let us know that, hey, we're watching you. This repressive knock on the door by authorities is not merely directed at targets known to be plotting criminal activity, but at citizens who are simply planning to attend legitimate protests. Ashcroft himself asserts that these people might perhaps possibly could have the potential to do something criminal, or that they might perhaps possibly could know someone who could do so. The Justice Department's infamous Office of Legal Policy okayed this vague, big brotherish assault on our individual liberty by declaring that any chilling of the right to dissent would be outweighed by the need for order. Of course, bullying autocrats have always donned the dark cloak of order to rationalize their repression. The Bush-Ashcroft use of FBI snoops to intimidate today's dissenters is not about preventing crime, but about preventing protest. This is Jim Hightower saying, to protest their crude attempt to lock down protest, call the ACLU, 212-549-2500.
Hi, my name is Sophie. For 5 years, I lived alone in this big house Joe and I built 35 years ago. Our girls grew up in this house. They visited every couple of weeks, and I loved seeing my grandkids, but most of the time I was on my own. Some days I didn't even go out. I just felt sad. Lonely, I guess. One day my daughter came over and said, "Get your coat, Mom. We're going for a drive." She wouldn't tell me where. When we got to the ASPCA, I got nervous. But once I met little Stevie, everything changed. Stevie's my cat. It's hard to express what a difference little Stevie's made in my life. It's mostly small things, like hearing his ridiculously loud purr. Stevie brought love back into my house. I may have saved his life, I don't know. But I do know that he made mine a lot brighter.
This is Richard Thompson, member of the board of directors of the ASPCA, encouraging you to visit your local animal shelter and adopt a cat.
I wanna be a Republican. I'm tired of doing.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine. Today we're taking a bit of a departure from our ordinary political discussions to talk with drag queens Winnie and Trixie of the Kinsey Six on why they want to be Republicans. And we're finding, you know, really strange things that you wouldn't expect from self-proclaimed lesbians.
Well, the sex is also much better.
With Republicans?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, people racked with shame and guilt are really ripe for a spicy pounding. It's true.
You know, I hadn't quite thought of it that way.
Yeah, there's nothing like finding someone who will do me at night and publicly condemn me during the day.
I see, and then they feel guilty and they have to give it up more, I guess, when they get home.
I won't tell tales, but...
I see. Now, tell me this. Does this have anything to do with the reason why people are not supposed to mess with Texas? Because I've never quite understood that, and I know that as a Republican, you can explain that to me.
I can't really. I've never really understood that slogan. I find mess to be reprehensible in any state.
I see. Not just in Texas.
Not just in Texas.
Okay.
We were just in Cape Cod recently, and it's just amazing what a terrible mess everything is. Where I went to the beach, it was covered with sand.
You know, you think they'd clean that up.
I know Trixie is having a fundraiser, as a matter of fact, for, well, was it Trixie?
Yeah, it's for the Drain the Wetlands Foundation.
Oh, that's right.
I see. Yes, then they would be the drylands.
That's right. There's just too much mess in this country everywhere.
Is the sand part of the reason why we invaded Iraq? Because I've never quite been able to figure that out, and I know you have a special...
Maybe that's where the sand came from.
You have this special relation with W. Is that how the sand got here? I mean, are they trying to invade our country and pour sand on us?
You know, he said it was for oil, but I think you might be right.
It was for the sand. Mm-hmm. See, that's what we do on the Inside Scoop. We bring out news that you just can't get anywhere else. I do want to play my favorite song on your album, which, no, is not political, unless you think that somehow the fact that Cher's been around so long is a political statement. I don't know if that can be or not. But it is my favorite song in the Kinsey Six album, and I want to play it for you, and then we'll do a little more shameless self-promotion, and the Kinsey Six will tell you how they're going to be in the Washington, D.C. area, and where you can find them, and more where you can buy their music. But first, this is, what's the title of this song, guys, girls?
Do you believe I've lasted this long?
Do you believe I've lasted this long? Listen to the song, folks, and remember, there are no instruments here.
Do, 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 do
inside, I can still break through. That's what surgery will do. You're so sad that you're heaving, cause I'll never believe it. But after nuclear war is declared, only roaches will survive and share. Oh, do you believe I'm left in this world? I can feel something inside me say, I really have been singing long enough. Oh, do you believe I'm left in this world? I can feel something inside me say, really don't know right from wrong. What am I supposed to do? Admit that my career is through. Well, I can't do that. And my clothes off the rack. Gay culture's dishonor. Non-stop share at Madonna. And since I have lost my reign, I'll do another costume change. Oh, do you believe I've left in this world? I can feel something inside me say, really have been singing long enough. Oh, do you believe I've left in this world? I can feel something inside me say, you've had to see me wear my thong enough. Oh, well, all turns sound should get me through this. Drank the bass to reverb. I don't need tunes anymore. I'm not in tune anymore. I show up, amen, will roar. I can take a jump on the floor. Do you believe I've left in this world? I can feel something inside me say, effects can hide a voice that's worn and rubble. Do you believe I've left in this world? There's a big drag queen inside me say, and that is why I lip sync myself. Do you believe I've left in this world? What's the song? I can feel something inside me say, effects can hide a voice that's worn and rubber. Do you believe I left in this world? I can feel something inside me say, I really have been singing long enough.
I'll tell you, that song practically brings tears to my eyes. After nuclear war is declared, only roaches will survive and share. Ah, that's, you know,
beautiful thought, isn't it?
She can't admit her my career is through and buy clothes off the rack. I, you know, it's just touching how you have entered Cher's soul and brought it to us like that.
And we do it lovingly.
And you do it lovingly. Absolutely. Tell our listeners where they can see the Kinsey Six.
Oh, yes. Kinsey Six. We're going to be in your neck of the woods. Well, you'll have to tell me if this is really the neck of the woods. It might be a further limb.
Well, is it within the Beltway? That's the main thing. Because, you know, Washingtonians don't like to go outside the Beltway. We hear that there's all kinds of real Americans out there, and we try to avoid
them. Are you unable
to
broadcast beyond the Beltway?
Actually, we do broadcast beyond the Beltway. You can get west of the Beltway. You can get us in Loudoun County, Virginia, and parts of Maryland and West Virginia.
Okay, well, hello. We're going to be in Falls Church.
I actually think Falls Church is within the Beltway. I'll have to look at my map.
Hello, all of you Falls Churchians.
Falls Churchian. Falls Churchgoers.
Falls Church.
Falls Church ladies? I don't know.
Church ladies.
I don't want to offend the Falls Churchers. Falls Churchers.
Well, anyway, we're going to be
Yes, please. You're going to be
at the State Theater in Falls Church, the State Theater, on October 24th, on the eve of the election, practically.
Wow.
I'm doing our full-length show, I Want to Be a Republican, which includes all the songs you played today, plus many, many more.
Now, is it half political, half sex? What's the bent here?
You're very hung up on this sex thing.
I listened to the rest of your tapes, the ones I can't play on the air, and you know what? I think there's a fair amount of sex in your music.
What's a little sexually transmitted disease between friends?
Exactly. I understand.
Yes, you will come. You will hear much political stuff and more.
And more.
I would say the show, think of our show as sort of an NC-17 kind of a show.
I see. I love it, by the way.
The entire show is on the theme of the Republican Party during this election, and it's really, this is Erwin speaking.
All right, speak as Erwin, yes. Send Trixie
really
out of the room, or Winnie, out of the room.
Satisfying show to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really satisfying show to see. It's brutal.
You know what's interesting to me is that, in effect, you and I do the same thing. Now, I don't put on a dress to do what I do, but,
excuse me. Have your listeners ever seen you?
Okay, we won't go there.
You've never put on a dress to do what you do.
We won't go there. Hey, now listen, until John Ashcroft, now he may be spying on me right now. John, get out of my house. John, he may be spying on me, but no one has proven that I've ever put on a dress while doing my radio show. My point, though, is that I also react very strongly to what I see. In fact, that's what I'll be doing all this week, folks, responding to the Republican National Convention. And this is how I get it out on air, because otherwise I'd be, you know, yelling, screaming, and throwing things at my TV set. And you know, that can break. So that's why I speak on the air, and I take it that you, Erwin, and Jeff really do your political stuff for some of the same reasons. I'm getting serious now. I'm sorry.
Oh. Jeff?
Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Yes, yeah, we do. Yeah.
Because otherwise,
you
would do strange acts to Republicans, and we can't really. Let me just ask you one last question. Then I'm gonna go to commercial break and give just some last words here. And that is, in terms, I've never really understood as a gay group. There actually are some gay Republicans out there. I know I've met some of them in Washington, and they strike me as, well, kind of similar to either African-American Republicans, Jewish Republicans, or all those other people in strange denial. Can you, I don't know whether to do it as Jeff Erwin or Winnie and Trixie, can you explain the strange phenomena of gay Republicans?
Yes, well, this is Trixie speaking.
Okay, Trixie, yes, please,
Third
explain it to us.
Republicans understand history's most vital lesson.
And that is,
estranged minorities always become more popular when people think they are rich and powerful. That's what it is.
I see. They want to be part of the rich and powerful.
I guess so.
You know what? I actually think there's a lot of truth to that. I know many closeted gay Republicans in Washington. It's really sad.
Well, closeted gay Republicans in Washington?
I know. You're
never.
Shocked, aren't
really?
You? A number of them are in the House and the Senate. We actually did a whole show on this a few weeks ago. And folks, you can check the website, www.radioinsidescoop.com. We actually did a show.
Did a little summer outing?
Well, it was when it was proper. We had Barney Frank on, and the question was when it was proper to out gay politicians. I don't know if Trixie or Winnie would have a comment on that.
I can't talk about gay Republicans for long without being Erwin.
Oh, fair enough.
We do take them on in the show.
Do you really?
I Want to Be a Republican show that we'll be doing on the 24th.
Wow. I bet you're brutal.
We take on gay Republicans. We take on African-American Republicans. We sort of explore some of that area. But I don't get it. And I think Trixie is right that there is something that's very, very attractive about the status quo. There's something very attractive about wealth and about power, and a lot of people are willing to do a lot of self-hating things in order to achieve it.
One of the things I guess I've never understood about you have these policies that help you if you make millions and millions of dollars, they hurt everybody else. And I've never understood how some middle-class American could support these policies, and I talk with some of them, and these Republicans say, well, they expect to be multimillionaires someday. Republicans win not because they help more than 2%, but because 90% of us expect to be in the top 2% someday. And not
well, that just gave me chills, Mark.
Yeah, well, not sorry to get serious with the drag group, but I really think there's a lot of truth to that.
So I think what we need to do is find the moderate Republicans and create within them an expectation that someday they will be poverty-stricken.
There you go. Or
someday they will be black.
Or as one of my bloggers put it, if Hoover can wear a dress, then hey, anybody can.
That's right.
So I guess J. Edgar Hoover would be our model for all gay Republicans. They want
to
be
that crossover appeal, right?
Yeah, yeah. You could appeal to him and Roy Cohn and all those really special gay Republicans we've had. Listen, I want to thank you guys and you girls for coming here on the show. It was something different from what my listeners are used to. I hope I get good feedback. I think I will. I think that your music is terrific. It's really funny.
Thank you. We love doing it.
And it's really a way to smile before the pain and agony of watching these Republican speeches over the next 4 days.
Yeah, so, yeah, and especially what Wednesday night is when the creature speaks.
I think it's going to be Thursday.
Thursday.
I think it's going to be Thursday. Yeah, but it's a mannequin. It's really an android. See, Dick Cheney and it rhymes it up. Karl Rove feeds in the tape, and then it just sort of mouths the words.
You know, so, we just have to pray that Dick Cheney doesn't get laryngitis between now and Thursday.
Well, that's true, but I think they can put it on tape. They don't have to rely on the ventriloquism that they did before the 9/11 commission.
Thank goodness.
Guys,
thank goodness for technology.
You've been terrific. Thanks very much for coming here on the
Inside
Scoop. Thank
you. Don't forget, everybody, regime change begins at home.
Regime change begins at home. Well, you heard it. That was Jim Manava. Oh, wait. I'm about to mangle his name, and he won't appreciate it. I have it right here. Yeah, no, I said it right. Jim Manabat and Erwin Keller, otherwise known as Trixie and Winnie of the Kinsey Six. Now, the rest of this week, folks, is going to be standard political fare, but basically all the news from the political convention that you need to know. And that way you don't have to watch it. And I really think I'm making a public service for all of you that you don't have to watch the Republican National Convention. Tomorrow, of course, is Election Tuesday, where I always have my debates with the Republicans. I'm inviting Tom Robbins back to the show. He's become a fixture. The Utah State Chair of the National College Republicans, and he's going to come on. We're going to talk about the Republican speeches on Monday night and really try to understand what it means to be a Republican. You know, I think the Kinsey Six put it best. This is a place where people accept you when you're selfish and mean. And I got to say, I often think of Republicans that way. They seem to be people who only care about themselves. Let's ask Tom some tough questions. Let's have you folks call in and ask him tough questions. Like, you know, what about the Bible saying you have to help others? What is it about the Republican Party that seems to appeal to fundamentalist Christians and yet turns their backs on the poor, on those that are different, on all the people that, frankly, Jesus worked out to? Sorry to get a sermon here on a funny show. But we'll do that on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, we're going to, and Thursday and Friday, we're going to talk about the speeches that happened the night before. Again, you don't have to watch them. You can just listen in. We'll be playing them, and I'll be debating them, as it were, on air. And also each day, every day, we're going to play a song from the demonstrators so you can get an idea of what they're up to. It's going to be a really good week. And obviously, it's not all fun and games like what we played with the Kinsey Six today, but it's important. It's important to know what's going on. It's important to know, if only so, if you've got a friend in the middle of the road or even a friend or family member who has gone to the dark side and been a Republican, you can hear their rhetoric and hear at least how I and you would respond to it, because I think it's very important for the Democrats to respond, not let them get away with stuff like claiming, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan are free when they're not, all kinds of things. So tune in all this week, Republican National Convention, my commentary, Election Tuesday tomorrow, special demonstration songs. You won't want to miss all of that here on the Inside Scoop. And I'm going to leave by playing one last round of the Kinsey Six, I Want to Be a Republican. Here it is.
I wanna be
a Republican. I'm tired of doing what I should. Wanna do what I can. Grab as much as I can. Keep it all for me. Cause life is a party, and the grand old party is a party where I wanna be.
Lower taxes are God's plan. Global warming helps my tan. Give a gun to every man to protect us from malarians. When you know you're better than all those non-Americans, there's no need to join the Klan. Just become Republican.
I wanna be in the GOP. I'm tired of thinking about you when it's all about me. With values strong, they fight me obscene. Now I found a place where I am embraced to be selfish and mean.
Like things as they used to be. Miss the old Confederacy. Government should let us be. But not your band or your body. Tired of diversity. Defund universities. Set the corporations free. Come and join the GOP.
God.